Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey everyone, this is RBCP, and you're listening to The Phone Show, and there's some guests in the studio.
Oh my god, hi.
That's What's-His-Face. And
the bitch.
Yeah, say that again.
What's-His-Face and the bitch.
Okay, I'm just checking your mic levels. You can expect plenty of technical difficulties with mine level noises and all that crap. Because we got live people in the studio, and I don't know how to do that. So as usual, we're depending on your phone calls to make anything happen tonight. So give us a call at 505-796-4020 or phonelizards.org on Skype. And tonight we're going to do some, hopefully, psychic readings live on the air. So if you call in, we might give you a free psychic reading through the Psychic Friends Network. So give us a call. It'll be awesome, but probably not. It'll probably be boring, actually. Yeah. Hi, who's this? You have to say it again, like we weren't talking a minute ago.
Yeah?
No, yeah.
Not at all.
Who?
Okay. What's your name?
Scott Robot. Oh. Again.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Are you calling from, where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't catch your last name.
Oh, I don't have a last name. I'm a diva like Cher, you know.
Oh, that...
You're very pretty.
Yeah.
You could just say your last name is The Robot.
Yeah, that's what we were fishing for.
Scott The Robot. You visit me at scottherobot.com, yeah.
He's pimping his website. Would you like to talk to the Psychic Friends Network tonight?
Talk to the what, excuse me?
The Psychic Friends Network.
God, weren't you paying attention?
I would really love to.
Okay, so you want a Psychic Friends reading?
Please.
Okay, well, I'm adding them to the conference right now. We're going to have to listen to a few minutes or a few seconds of... BS through them.
Welcome to the live psychic line.
Can you hear them okay?
The service is intended for adults 18 and over for only $3.99 per minute with a 99-cent connection fee. Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
I hope you don't mind paying for this, Scott.
All calls are being charged to Scott the Robot tonight.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her 4-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign, now.
Do you know your personal
Otherwise,
psychic's
remain on
ID
the line,
number, Scott?
And you will be connected with a live psychic in just a moment.
Scott doesn't have a personal psychic yet.
Not yet.
Their quality of the psychic people, it's really bad. It sounds like a VoIP line. And I swear that's not me. It's just... I don't know what they're running, but I think it's just housewives sitting home on their computers through Skype.
Hi, this is your psychic chair. What's your name, please?
Your name is Chair? Did you say Chair? Hello? Hello, Chair? That was weird.
Thank you for calling.
You pissed her off.
Please, call again.
You totally pissed her off.
Man.
I can't believe that putting up with you is not worth $3.99 a minute. That speaks volumes.
I'm sorry,
they're,
Scott.
They're running Trixbox. I could hear their hold music.
Oh, okay. So they're running the Asterisk thing. The Asterisk and Trixbox is like the same type of thing.
Welcome
right?
to the live psychic line brought to you by GCI. The service is intended for adults 18 and over for only $3.99 per minute with a 99-cent connection fee. Billing begins 3 seconds.
God, that's a bargain.
So psychics are running Linux. Nice to know that they're so educated.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her 4-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign, now.
I think a lot of our
Otherwise,
show tonight is going to be listening to this particular message.
And you will be connected
message.
With a live psychic in just
it's
a moment.
It's going to suck so much.
I wish we got Chair's a psychic ID.
Hey, Scott, if possible, you should talk as loud as possible, because you're really low. Just like the psychics are.
Yeah.
They sound like crap. So this is Trixbox hold music?
Of course.
Stop sounding so meek, Scott. Grow a pair.
Hi, this is Lydia, psychic.
Hi, Lydia.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
My name is Scott.
Okay, Scott, and your birthday, please.
Oh, my birthday is September 16th.
I think she wants the year to prove that you're above the age of consent.
Oh, I was born in 1962.
So how old are you?
That means that I'm like 44.
Are you sure?
No, that's wrong. I know.
Lydia, I don't know about this guy.
Okay, Lydia, well, I think we need to end this call.
Oh, no, Lydia, authorized.
Listen,
adults.
Lydia, I'm an adult.
Is it authorized? I mean, what y'all
absolutely
want me to
do? Yes, it's authorized. We're from a radio show. We're doing some free psychic readings on the air. I'm born in 1972. I'm 36 years old.
Oh, wait, I'm on the air?
Yeah, you're talking to people in New York.
We're in a one-party state, so it doesn't matter if you consent or not.
Oh, God, okay, and it's Lady, L-A-D-Y.
No pressure at all. None whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean,
even though this could spell the end of your career one way or another.
Or, I mean, this could make or break you, you know, that this is, I know Howard Stern listens
to us. The only thing can make or break me is God.
That's true.
Preach it, sister, preach it.
So
I'm not a preacher. I'm a spiritual healing psychic.
Well, have you ever considered becoming part of the church?
Yes, I have. Actually, I went to school for ministry, and so, I'm doing a lot of things in the state where I live at to help our city because we have a lot of people who need help.
Blah blah blah. Hey, listen.
So
we want you to give Scott the robot a psychic reading, and he is over 18. He's just kind of messing around.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to mess up the psychic connections because we're doing a three-way?
You messed up all my vibes, but that's okay. We can go ahead on and...
No, I mean my radio equipment here, it runs on certain frequencies that could affect psychicness. And I just want to make sure we're okay.
Okay, you're okay.
Okay.
Do these psychic radio waves cause cancer in any way? Like, I know cell phone signals possibly can.
Say it again. About
she is a healer. She's not going to give us cancer.
I just didn't know what radio frequency your psychic transmissions occurred on.
I'm not quite sure. Honestly, I don't know. But I
the
know
electromagnetic spectrum is way larger than radio waves. I don't even know.
So
you're kind of pigeonholing us here.
That's God for you.
Okay. I mean, y'all ready for the question?
Oh yeah, Scott the robot, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you two have your conversation, and we'll just interrupt a lot. Very rudely. Oh, no, we'll try not to, ma'am, lady, if we don't want to mess things up. But you guys can go ahead and talk now.
What will be the first name of my first child? So originally.
What will be the first name of your first child?
That's correct.
Alyssa.
Even What's if it's that? A boy?
Say it again.
Even if
it's a boy? Alyssa. A-L-I-S-A.
Alyssa.
He's going to get made fun of at school.
That explains a lot, I guess.
Will that affect his social life if he is a male baby?
No, it will not. Because actually, male babies has a longer term that they go through as adults. Meaning they live longer sometimes.
Oh.
Longevity.
That makes perfect sense.
When I get into my late 50s, will I turn obese?
When you get in your late 50s, will you turn obese? No, you won't turn obese.
Which is just like 8 years from
you
now.
You won't turn obese because you're already underweight.
Is this true, Scott?
Mm-hmm.
It might be.
Are you scrawny like Linear? Do you look like Shaggy? Like Linear?
Yeah.
Wow, this lady is good.
She's got God on her side.
I think God's whispering the answers.
You think God did what?
I said I think God is whispering answers to you.
Well, I am an ordained.
You are what?
I am an ordained minister. Yeah.
You are? Really?
I am. Really?
What church?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, and that's a blessing, truly.
Do you have one more question for Lady Scott?
Oh, I'm sure I could come up with
something. Can I tell you about you who's asking me these questions? Because I have a lot I feel about you.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. I'm an attention whore, so this
like,
is perfect.
Making yes, fun of people, that's number one. Like, you get a kick out of making fun of other people. Like, you talk about people for no reason just to get a kick out of it. But okay. You don't hurt their feelings. You give it to them how you get it, which is a way of, like, comedy. Like, you have a lot of laughter and a lot of life in you. Live by the slogan of live life and love life. You know, you have no hang-ups. You don't look backwards to things. You move forward and you stay focused.
That sounds like every radio DJ I've ever met.
I don't know about radio DJs. I don't listen to radio. I like CDs. Sorry.
No, I'm right there with you.
Oh, come on, get with it. It's MP3.
But
it's all about
you. Am I right or wrong? Now, see, you can't even tell me if I'm right. That's a part of you that you have to work on, too.
You didn't...
When telling people when they're right.
You didn't even mention the part where I like to kick old ladies down the stairs and burn dogs and stuff.
No, you don't do none of that. You don't do any of that.
As far as you know.
I'm telling you, I know you don't. You're not a bad person at all.
Oh, you should tell that to Richard Cardo. I'd really appreciate it. He's the one that thinks I murdered JonBenet Ramsey.
You guys are crazy.
She thinks I'm kidding.
So you guys, I thought I heard a woman. Didn't I hear a woman?
Yeah, I'm a woman for the moment.
You're a woman for the moment. Okay, you're going to turn to a lady? I like being a lady. You want to be one with me? You know, we do things differently, you know? A woman
as soon as I buy my tiara.
I'm sorry?
As soon as I purchase my tiara, I will become a lady.
Oh, you will become a lady. Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I sense a couple of things about you as well.
Let's hear it.
I sense that you're not in a relationship, correct?
Is that correct?
That's so wrong. That's way on the
You're not in a relationship. If you're in a relationship, you're not in a monogamous relationship. Well, whatever it is, that it's just one person. Am I on the radio saying this?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now in
okay,
Hudson
wait,
Valley, New York.
You can't give them the reasons right now.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
You can give us the reasons.
We can stick to the robot. Let's stick to the robot.
Okay. Robot, do you have anything else to say before we let Lady go?
I do not, unless you want to ask a question on my behalf.
Lady, is Scott the robot? I have nothing, actually. It's too much pressure. I can't.
You just blew our minds.
Yeah, I have pressure on you. Why y'all have pressure? Am I putting the pressure on y'all? Because I could preach red cookies. I can ease the pressure for y'all, you know?
No, I can't handle that. This is my first night as a radio DJ.
It's your first night?
Yeah, but that's a complete lie. We actually have to let you go.
I know. I figure it is, and y'all just messing with people. Y'all just...
Yeah.
I have nothing else to do. Well, yeah, I do have something else to do. I would like to do y'all job.
Oh, can I ask you a question just about the psychic network?
No problem.
Okay, if we say something that's just inappropriate or illegal or something, can you ban us mm-hmm. from ever calling again? Do you have
actually,
that power?
To be honest with you, I'm not quite sure. I don't want to answer that as a yes or no, and I don't know the answer. But I would assume if you call and were trying to do something or say something that you had no business saying that's inappropriate to the psychic uh-huh. does have a choice of not speaking with you because of the vibes or because of the attitude that you're putting off.
Yeah, chair hung up on
it. That, yeah, obviously, if you call in with an attitude or... like problems or whatever, and it's against the psychic, you're not going to get a good reading because you're putting all bad vibes already.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
You need to open your third chakra.
I'll remember that.
I do.
No, he's talking
who
to me about my chakra.
Oh, okay.
No, his chakra is all muddied up.
Oh, crazy. And what radio station is this again?
It's the WPLA. It's 102.5 FM in the Hudson Valley, New York. Except they don't really have call letters, so I just have to make them up.
Say it again.
But we got to let you and Got the Robot go now, because we have to take a commercial break.
Okay, well, y'all have a blessed day in New York.
Okay, thank you very much. Lady,
bye-bye.
Goodbye. We got to go, Scott the Robot.
Okay, Brad, thank you for having me.
I'm glad you were such a good psychic reading candidate.
Thank you for paying for that psychic reading.
I think we might have been better.
I don't think we paid for it. Wink, wink.
No. I get it.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you next time you call in.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Other people should call in because we want you to, but we're not going to answer for another couple minutes because I'm busy. Bye.
Invited to go see the ring, I thought it was probably a musical about hobbits. Started out promisingly enough, little fella running around, there were trees and stuff, and a shelter from the storm, and a girl it seems. Though the dialogue don't make no sense to me, and the hubby come out, he looked a little menacing, says he gone. I saw a lot of similarities, but I'm pretty sure this was an adaptation of Star Wars. I mean, you know, the twins and everything. I'll probably go look it up on the internet, you know, just to be sure.
Listening to The Phone Show with RBCP on Party 93.4.
Our telephone operators are standing by to take your call.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Okay, you're on the air.
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on the air. Who are?
Sweet.
But we're not going to talk to you very long because we can't understand you. But what's your name?
Oh, Skunk Works from Gingered.
Use a landline, please.
No, I can't. I don't have long distance. I can't call through shitty 505 number.
Even like a you know, a Virgin Mobile cell phone would sound better than what you're on.
Yeah, I guess it could. Anyway, so it actually turns out that the VoIP provider, Jaduka Lab, shut down just a few days ago. It really sucks.
God, you suck, sir.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hang up on you, but I really have to, because, well, yeah, I'm not sorry at all, asshole. I'm hanging up on you. Take that!
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
You sure showed him.
Have a nice day.
We went to the phone number to call them, you guys.
Okay, we have another caller, and it's Rob T. Firefly and Rogue Clown. Hi,
Hello.
You guys.
And they will be married Hello. Soon.
Yeah, when are you guys getting married?
Well, we were going to do it right now, but your show came on.
Oh my God, congratulations. Do you have a wedding registry set up?
Yeah.
How is the ring? Oh my God, is it beautiful? What kind of ring did he get you?
Bathtub.
Yeah, the round bathtub from him. You know, really sweet. I'm gonna do it.
So where are you guys calling from tonight? Or are you like, how are you connected together?
Over Skype. I mean, I'm at home and he's at home and
together.
On Skype.
They're not married yet. That would be against God's plan.
I see.
Yeah. So. Anyway, I was thinking you guys sound like good candidates for a psychic reading tonight.
I think that would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Since I'm so nice and paying for psychic readings tonight. So, are you ready to talk to one?
Sure.
Open up your chakras.
I'm ready.
Open up your mind and your... What's a chakra? Mr. Spessa.
It's a Buddhist thing. You have three chakras. One in your crotch, one in your heart, and one in your head.
I see.
So, open them all up. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm calking the wrong person. I'm calling... I was trying to call the psychic, and I accidentally just... Oh, wait, where are you guys? Are you still there, Rob T. Firefly?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Damn it!
As usual, I don't know how to use Skype. So give me one more...
just keep clicking the X.
You're into the day of the payphones, so... You're an operator.
You have to open up a DOS window and type format C.
I have to open my chakras for it to work.
Yes.
And if you happen to be on a Linux box, it's, you know, remove getrf /.
Okay, I think
it's
dialing now.
Awesome.
I have to type F-disc.
Welcome to the live psychic line brought to you by GCI. The service is intended for adults 18 and over for only $3.99 per minute with a 99-cent connection fee.
We're drinking beers again tonight because that's the live studio thing to do.
Good thing it's a live psychic line. I wouldn't want to talk to a dead psychic.
That'd be disgusting.
That would get pretty bad.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her four-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign.
I can't believe
now.
Lady didn't try
otherwise,
to pimp her
remain on the line, and you will be connected with a live psychic in just a moment.
Oh, what, her extension?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Call me back. Make me famous.
Call me every night. Make me the next Miss Cleo. Oh, so I guess when they answer... Rob or Rogue Clown, you guys can just go ahead and talk to him.
Hey, I'm really curious to find out what the winning lotto numbers will be tomorrow, so.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you. Oh, it's going to hang up on us.
Thank you for calling. Please call again.
Your energy was all wrong, Brad.
That was...
Damn it.
It was RTF's energy. I wasn't doing anything.
I told you to open your chakras.
Welcome to the live psychic line brought to you by GCI. The service is intended for adults 18 and over for only $3.99 per minute with a 99-cent connection fee. Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
I think there was just too much delay between their VoIP lines and RTF's
maybe.
VoIP lines and Rogue's.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her four-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign, now.
Though I don't like to blame
otherwise,
myself.
Otherwise, remain on the line, and you will be connected with a live psychic in just a moment.
Here we go.
All right.
This is the trick of Spock's hold music, according to Scott the Robot. Because all psychics use Linux.
I'm skeptical.
Sounds like it's being played on man.
Is this psychic music?
It's getting me pumped.
I'm seeing positions, you know.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her four-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign, now. Otherwise, remain on the line, and you will be connected with a live psychic in just a moment.
She wasn't too good with Spessa's reading, though, because you guys are in a relationship, and she said Spessa wasn't in a relationship. And you guys have been together forever now.
Or have they?
We cannot make any more comments on that. The truth is, me and Mr. Spess.
Hi, this is Psyche.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hello.
We're both good.
All three of us are good.
Again? Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Back.
Hello. We're here.
Who is this?
What you doing?
This is Rogue Clown.
This is Rob. How's it going?
Okay.
Oh, I know it's all weird that there's a lot of people on the line, but we're just kind of doing a conference because Rob and Rogue would like psychic readings tonight. So do you think you can do that for them?
Rob and who?
Rob and Rogue Clown. That's her birth name.
Rogue Clown. That's me.
It's French.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the birth date?
November 5th, 1955.
Mine is actually November 7th. We celebrate together, 1972. I'm 36.
Mine's April 1st, 1983, but I celebrated it in November because it's, you know, fun to celebrate it with Rob.
And by the way, they're an item, Rob and Rogue, and they're like 30 years apart. It's really disgusting.
Okay.
Our friends don't approve.
And the questions you guys have for me?
Oh. I'll let you go first, Rogue.
Okay.
A gentleman.
What am I going to be when I grow up?
When you grow up, you're already grown up.
Oh, crap, you just blew it.
You can't fool her. She's psychic.
I mean, what you wanted me to say, that you was going to be a clown when you grow up? You know, I can only give you what I'm supposed to give you, you know? I mean, like, honestly, see, I feel all kind of vibes. So I already feel the vibes of my phone call, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe what vibes you're feeling?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking if you could describe for us, like, what vibes you're feeling from us, and then we can correlate those vibes to our own individual personalities.
Actually, I feel like, y'all stole somebody's credit card and just having fun.
Oh, absolutely not.
No. Ma'am, no. We're on a radio show in the Hudson Valley, New York on 102.5 FM, and I'm letting people call in and get psychic readings through me, and the station is footing the bill for us.
Oh, okay.
No, credit card fraud is illegal.
I'm about to report y'all, but
you guys don't even take credit cards.
I'm standing on the radio in New York.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're on the air, so this one really counts. You stand for psychic friends.
Okay,
Network
was I
tonight.
Not on the air the first time?
Yeah, we just
now. I'm
saying psychic. Yeah, you knew you were on the air. I see.
Yeah, you were on the air last time too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is Lady
right.
again?
What's your name again?
My name is Rob.
Okay, Rob. And your birthday?
My name is Rob.
November 5th, 1955.
Okay, and what questions do you have for me?
Okay, well, I was kind of wondering, like, what our first child's name's going to be. If that's maybe possible. I don't know if that's a weird question.
First child. I think you mm-hmm. have a child already.
Really?
Yep. Do you
Does
have
he
a
know
child
me?
Already?
Not that I know of, lady.
You don't have a child.
I have a child. We had a child. It would have probably
somebody on the phone
lot.
Have a child.
Figured it out.
Wait, say it again.
I said I'm pretty sure I would know if we had a child. You know, giving birth to it.
No, I don't mean it like that. You know what I mean. You know.
She's
well,
just picking
actually,
up your
that's
energy.
That's why I was asking that question. You're not pregnant either.
I'm not
no,
pregnant.
No, I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
I think you should get checked, Rogue.
Well, I'm not pregnant. I don't sense a name, honestly, to be honest with you. I don't sense a name.
I don't have a uterus.
Okay.
Rogue, when was the last time you had your period?
Well, it was... Oh, wait.
You said you don't have a uterus?
No, I was just asking Rogue Clown when the last time she had her period was.
On the radio.
Let's just face the fact that you struck out on this one and move on to the next question because there's no.
Okay.
Question.
Okay. I think these
four-way phone calls are muddling up the psychic energy waves.
All
right.
Well,
you're right. You're messing up my waves. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to mess up your waves. I'm an inventor by trade, and I'm working on an invention, and I'm wondering if it's going to work at all, if it's going to come out all right.
Working on the influence.
Yeah.
You want to know if it's going to come out all right.
Mm-hmm.
Has something to do with science, correct?
Yes, it does.
Who would have thought? Inventing science.
You're such a geek.
nerd.
I sense that it's something that nobody ever, like, really thought about doing. And I actually see it being, you know, like, I don't want to say successful, but being something interesting that will catch an eye.
Hmm. Maybe it's because I built it into a DeLorean. I give it some style.
You don't stay focused on things. You move around. You find something you like, and you move to the next thing that you like. And it's kind of hard to stay focused because you get so many great ideas.
Like when you did the mind-reading helmet, and then you just quit on that and moved on to the next thing.
Yeah, well, that damn thing didn't work at all. But, that's true, though. I do like stuff that I like. Okay, why don't you take one, Rogue?
Okay.
It's Rogue's turn.
Am I ever going to have a pet penguin?
A pet penguin?
A pet penguin, yes. I've always wanted a pet penguin, and I've been thinking about penguins since I was 10, but I've always wanted a pet penguin.
for what?
I don't sense a pet penguin, honestly. And I mean, you can live wherever you want to in the world at this moment, but I don't sense a pet penguin because I just don't. I don't see that one.
Oh.
I don't even have a pet penguin, but I don't see that one. Right,
I told you they wouldn't ship those to New York.
You would need a huge pet deposit for that.
You know, like, really?
Exactly. Yeah, see, me and the psychic are on the same wavelength.
You guys have any other questions?
Oh, psychic, did you say your name is Lady? Is this the same psychic we talked to before?
I'm sorry?
Are you the same psychic we talked to, like, 30 minutes ago?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. We weren't sure because you have a different attitude.
Same one that answered the questions right the first time. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen, brother.
You're being facetious, okay? This
yeah,
is not,
knock it off.
Blues Brothers. This is not Blues Brothers, okay?
Sorry,
this isn't Blues Brothers. Don't upset her.
You guys.
I have that problem.
Okay, I got one more question.
Confusing things with Blues Brothers.
And like, I've got a really big speech coming up I'm giving. What color should I dye my hair?
Did you hear that,
wait,
Rob?
Could
you repeat the question for her, Rob?
What color should she dye her hair?
I've got a speech that I'm giving coming up. What color should I dye when I give it?
Oh, she has a speech coming up. She wants to know what color she should dye her hair. She's cutting out really bad. Her
okay,
phone call.
Do a brownish red.
Are you sure that's not the answer for me since I asked the question? Like, I
now my...
Wait, say it again?
Is that the color of her menstrual blood? Do you have a confused answer there?
Wait!
Wow.
Who's thinking she's pregnant here? Because we're all sensing pregnancy here. But,
it's not me.
Whoever said that about the brownish red.
I think you and Rogue need to have a talk, Rob.
But,
you're gonna
honestly,
get stuck with someone else's
kid. You know, like some brownish red. It would look really nice.
I agree.
You know, I think that would work for you.
Clairol 552 menstrual.
Yes.
Hey, lady, are you
the bigger menstrual, the less I'm going to want to dye that color.
Are you the only one working tonight, lady? Like,
I don't know, but I work a lot, you know, so.
She well, just menstruated your hair.
All the other psychics just hang up on us. You're the only one that talks to us.
I know because I have patience.
I see. We appreciate it.
I mean, your patients go a long way, okay?
Yeah.
They're hanging up for the wrong reasons, and I'm holding on for the right reasons. I couldn't get it out. Oh. I'll hold on for the right reasons. I have patience, and it comes with time, you know?
Rob, do you have one last question for Lady before we let her go?
One last question. Okay, Kirk or Picard?
Say it again?
Just the choice between Kirk or Picard.
For his baby's name.
What about it?
Kirk or Picard?
As a name.
As a name.
Kirk or Picard?
For his son.
Or daughter.
I don't know. The Kirk thing just...
Oh my god, you just totally fail. We're hanging
Picard
up on you.
Picard is bald.
I just hung up on her. I'm bored. With this whole psychic thing. This was all... Well, I hope we get a different psychic besides the lady next time.
Weird.
What's that?
I said the fact that the psychic was so convinced I was pregnant was really creepy and really weird and really wrong.
Well, when was the last time that you had your period?
Nevertheless, I think you're going to go get checked tomorrow.
Number left.
Are you going to go get checked tomorrow? Well, never mind. We won't get into that.
Yeah, like... there's a lot of stuff I'll divulge on this radio show. My bodily functions are not with them.
We will let you guys work that out on your own.
Maybe I'm pregnant.
Okay.
Maybe you are. That would be pretty funny.
It's just definitely
not
wrong.
You can, like, have your baby at DEFCON or something.
Well, if any of you need help with that, apparently my time machine is going to work, so, you know, I'll help you out with that.
I can't wait. We'll see you at DEFCON 2015.
Yes.
Well, we're going to let you go and play music and go get more beer.
I'm glad
you guys were able to get through for a second.
No
reading.
One ever told me about your period, though. I'm still,
I'll tell you about mine in private.
So uncomfortable.
I'm still wondering what's going on here.
You guys have a good night.
God, way to evade the question.
Love you.
All right. Call in if you want a psychic reading. We may actually go a little bit longer than the normal hour tonight. We'll see if we feel like it. But give us a call, 505-796-4020. Everybody, we're back. We're going to go for a little bit longer tonight than the regular normal hour that we usually do here.
Because I demanded it.
Yep, Spessa is the boss here. We're on hold with another psychic. We don't have any callers on the line. We're just going to do one of our own.
There's a caller right there.
Well, I'm saying we're not talking to any callers. I'm ignoring the callers.
What'd you do that for?
I'm a dick.
That was mean.
Hi. My name is Vicky, and can you tell me your first name?
Spessa.
Hi.
Hi.
Is there something you might like to begin your reading with?
Yes. Are you Asian?
What would you like to do?
Are you of Asian American descent?
No.
Yes?
No.
Oh. What is your ethnicity?
Does it?
Yes, it does.
Basically,
obviously, it must.
Excuse me?
Yes, it does matter. I would prefer an American Indian, but how much American Indian are you?
Well, a little bit, but I'm not sure how much Cherokee.
All right, that'll do. If I don't cut my toenails ever again, how long will it be before I won't be able to walk?
That's not possible. Your toenails will shatter if you walk and you'll walk.
So that's not going to disable me and set me up for, you know, a state disability check or anything?
Absolutely not. You have to basically shoot yourself in the foot.
That's your recommendation, that I shoot myself in the foot?
No. But okay. It's a very popular thing to do for what you're requesting.
I'm not trying to get out of the army. I'm just trying to get some money from the government.
Yeah, that's how it presented itself. That's why I know it's such an effective and incredibly simplistic.
Okay.
Because so many people used it to great effect.
Okay. Have you been drinking tonight?
Me? No.
Okay. Are you guys sitting around in a call center where you could just kind of pass the phone off to a drunk psychic for me?
I'm not in a call center.
Oh, you're sitting at home playing Nintendo?
That's a nice gig.
No, I am playing Nintendo.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I think I like Lady better.
Yeah, I'm going to go shoot myself in the foot, and then since I have this all recorded, I will, you know, definitely make you completely liable for any injury damages or money that I have to pay back to the state. Thanks.
Oh, could we have the lotto numbers, though, for tomorrow for New York Lotto?
You sure you trust me?
Yeah, could we have the lotto numbers?
Completely. Duh.
How many numbers do you need?
Just all of the New York Lotto numbers for tomorrow. Tomorrow evening.
Hold on with me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Don't interrupt. She's trying to make us some money.
She's Googling how many numbers are in the lottery tickets in New York.
So just 5? Just the number 5?
17.
5, 17.
30.
30?
If you're a psychic, how come you don't use these numbers to make yourself rich and then you won't have to be a psychic anymore? You can just retire and not answer phone calls ever again.
She's trying to make us rich.
It's out of karma and fate.
Duh.
I feel like an idiot now. I'm sorry. Go ahead with lottery numbers. Did you just...
Yes,
33.
Oh, what was the one before that?
It was, oh God.
30.
Oh, okay. Okay. Next?
I think we're missing one.
Right. 44.
44.
No, we're missing one more.
30, 33, 44, and then what?
Don't rush her. This takes a lot of time to give us the winning lotto numbers.
Sorry.
Any number ending in 0.
Like, well, no, it's one specific number. It's not any number. The lotto is really exact.
You can buy more than one ticket, like at a horse
race. What?
You work for the lotto, don't you?
The New York Gaming.
That would be nice.
The thing is, she's waiting so long to respond to us because she's trying to get more time out of us, to get more minutes.
Oh, what a scam.
That's what it is.
This is all very spiritual.
She doesn't realize this is all going to be charged back because it's a fraudulent call.
Excuse me?
I didn't say anything. Ma'am, can you tell me if Bell Security is in my future?
Hold on with me.
Okay.
Bell, this isn't the
50s. No.
This isn't the 50s.
Oh, so I'm not going to get caught for fraudulently calling 900 psychic lines and charging them to my neighbor?
Scott the Robot.
Because I'm charging these all to Scott the Robot. He's this idiot that lives down the street from me. You're the most boring psychic I've ever spoken to. I'm hanging up now.
Let's defraud someone else.
God, she sucked. But
she was all very slow.
She was mentally retarded, couldn't you tell?
Yeah.
Bell Security? What? Bell Security? Come on. Bell Security.
I'm living in the past, I guess.
Didn't Jamie say that once?
That I'm living in the past?
Yeah.
Probably.
While you were being an emotionless freak.
Yeah, that's me.
Jammy.
Nobody can hear you. Okay, we'll play music and maybe we'll call another psychic. And yeah, keep trying to call in. Maybe we'll put some more people on the air to get psychic readings, because that's so interesting to everyone else that's listening. All right, we're on hold with psychics again. This time, Mr. Spess is going to ask some questions. Hopefully, we won't get Vicky again. I didn't want to get Lady again, but...
Hello, thanks for calling.
What's Richard?
This is Star.
Hi.
Hi.
Star. Oh, hello.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, my name is Richard Cardo.
Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on, sweetheart?
Well,
how can I help you?
I've been really upset lately. Just my life has been really bad. I'm missing a lot of bills. I'm not making a lot of money. Something's been nagging at me, and I was hoping maybe you might have some answers.
When's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is December 31st, 1962.
And is anybody else living with you?
My wife, Inez. And we have a son. His name is Richard too.
Honey, what kind of work are you doing?
I work security. I work the night shift as a security officer.
Listen, I feel that the obstacle that's around you is that something in the mind is not looking at your good fortune. It's trying to make you think that things aren't good enough, but really, things are pretty good. You just have to be a little bit more careful about money and about where it's going.
Well, I haven't been so upset about money as I have been about this thing that happened. Probably it happened quite a few years ago. Are you familiar with JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I live in Colorado. And ever since that happened, I mean, it's been consuming me. I mean, literally every day, I mean, I get on the internet and I talk to people about how this happened, you know, because, I mean, she was such a bright young star in the world. And it just feels like if that can happen to her, then that can happen to anyone. And then just that event that occurred, I can't stop thinking about it. I mean, every day and every night, I literally devote hours of my life to thinking about this tragic event, and I can't get past it. I'm really stuck on it.
You're ready. You are so ready to get past it.
I want to, and I've been trying to, but I mean, I keep trying to. I mean, I have pages and pages of notes that I've made about everything, trying to figure out who could be responsible for this, because no one's been able to figure out who did it. So I've been devoting literally like the last, you know, many years to just trying to determine who's responsible for this heinous crime. And I've been going, I mean, my strategy is just to single someone out and accuse them. And then if they deny it, then I know there's a good chance that they're probably guilty. So I go on and on. And I try to attack them, you know, verbally. I try to attack them verbally to get them to admit that they're responsible in some way for this poor child's death. And it doesn't seem to be working. I mean, I'll accuse someone and I'll hound them and I'll call them up and I'll you know, threaten them, and nothing works. They won't admit it, and I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I know this person did it, but I don't know. I can't figure out how to get them to admit it.
You can't. You can't get them to admit it. It only happens when a million things in the universe are geared up to it. And what it's doing is it's robbing you of your life.
Yeah, I feel like I could get past this if I could just get this person to admit that they were responsible in some way. But the problem is they didn't even live in the same state as JonBenet Ramsey did at the time of the murders. So I'm trying to figure out some way that they could be responsible for it. Like, I think they could probably take an airplane, but I don't know. Like, it seems like I can't find any record of the airplane or anything.
Proving anything at this point would be very difficult, and you want to take this burden of trying to prove it off of your shoulders and say, you know what, I'm at the turning point. My life has to be devoted to my family, my happiness, and I am willing to release it. I've done all my homework. I did a lot of research. I needed to investigate, but now I think you're being given a signal from your guardian angels that it's taking too much away from you.
Well, and it really is. Stop playing the drums, sweetheart. I feel that too, and I really want to move past it. I mean, my wife, she's really upset with me for devoting so much time, and I know that I could be a better father to my son if I wasn't so obsessed with trying to get this person to admit that they had something to do with this crime, even though they weren't in the same state when it happened. I feel like they had something to do with it, and I can't get the, like, I could drop all of this if they just admitted and turned themselves into the police and said, you know, I murdered JonBenet Ramsey, but they weren't in the same state. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, is there any way, I mean, can you tell if this person, with your abilities, can you tell if they murdered JonBenet Ramsey? And if so, are psychic readings, is that, like, valid in court?
Oh, I would not think they would use that in court, no.
Well, I know the police have used psychics in the past before, and I was just wondering, like, if I gave you this person's name and birth date, could you confirm for me that they were in fact involved with the actual murder of JonBenet Ramsey?
Well, let me ask you a question: is this a person that has been nationally targeted?
Oh, who?
That you feel is the one?
Oh, no, no. He's just some person that I met on the internet. I mean, I was talking about it with my friends on the internet, like how this happened, and then he came into the situation and he kind of made fun of me, and he made me feel insignificant and small inside. And ever since then, I knew he was the one that must have had something to do with it.
What?
Sorry,
is that,
does that make sense?
Name, Richard.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you allowed to say that person's name?
His name is Brad. Carter.
And is he young?
Yeah, younger than me, and that upsets me a little bit, I guess, to be honest with you, and to be honest with myself.
You know, sometimes these things this far after an event are very hard to see. I don't really get the feeling that he is directly responsible for this crime.
In my heart, I don't think so either, but it would mean so much to me if there was anything you could do to help me point the finger. Because he's upset me so much, he's made fun of me, and I feel in my heart that he's got something to do with this.
I think what you are picking up is that this person has had some very strange thoughts about several incidents in the world. Some very, very questionable thoughts. But you know what? It's not your responsibility at this point to make anybody suffer or come clean. They got to do it when they're ready for it. Has Inez asked you to go to a counselor?
She has, but I haven't been seeing her much because I spend, you know, at a nighttime I'm busy with my job. I can't take her concerns seriously until, I mean, this is an all-consuming thing for me. I spend so many hours out of every day just sitting around just hating this person for he made fun of me and he called me names and he belittled me, And even though he wasn't even in the same state as this crime when it occurred, I feel in my bones that he is responsible in some way. And I wish there was some way to connect him through psychic waves or otherwise to the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. And I feel like...
I don't think you can.
Really?
I don't think you can. And I think if you start tonight with a slightly different mindset by saying, you know what, I've got a little information, but not enough to get the proof that I need, I'm going to have to start by forgiving this person for what he said to me. And, you know, you don't want to have any communication with him anymore. You're not, are you?
Well, no, he keeps like ignoring me. I mean, when I call him up, I called up his parents and stuff, and I was like harassing his parents, but he won't call me back no matter what I do. He won't. I threatened to come up to his house, but he wouldn't reply to me. I mean, I told him I was going to come talk with his kids and tell his kids what a horrible human being he was, but he wouldn't even dignify me with a response, and that crushed me inside.
Pull your attention away from him and away from this case. No matter what it is, whether it is, you've got to have a substitute
if it's getting bored
for this case. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's got to be something that you love to do. Something that you love to do can take all of the anxiety away from this. Has become a sort of obsession.
Well, what I really like to do is solve little cases. And this is, you know, a case that I've gotten together with. You know, I have some friends that have helped me kind of figure out who, you know, and I created some videos on the internet where, you know, probably a couple hours worth of videos in which I went over all the evidence with all my friends and everything and connected him to the crime. Like, he wasn't in the same state, right? But there's just little things, like his handwriting is very similar to the ransom note that was made in the JonBenet Ramsey case. And I don't think that could just be coincidence. I mean, everyone has unique handwriting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, is there any way, like, can you just use your psychic powers to ascertain if he's even the one? I mean,
I do not feel he is the one.
Really? Okay, see, because part of me knows he didn't do it, but part of me says, this is the guy that did it. I'm going to strangle this guy. I want to strangle him, and I want to punch him. I want to drive up there and just punch him in the face. Oh, pow, pow, pow. I want to do that. And I can't. I mean, I can. I mean, I know I can't, but I want to.
No, you can't, and you want. You've got to take your focus away from him.
But are you sure he didn't have anything to do with it?
Only God could say 100%, but my psychic feeling is 99%. This is not the person responsible for that crime.
Really? See, because I was thinking maybe you'd be like more like 40-60, 60-40, but really 99%, really?
I think that somehow the energies, your desire to help, your desire to find a solution, an answer, have, you know, these are good things. This person, this Brad, doesn't understand you at all.
No, he really doesn't. And I've tried to understand him, but he's a crazy motherfucker. Excuse my language. I didn't mean to offend you. But, I mean, if you say you're 99% sure, then that should. I mean, you have powers beyond my ability to comprehend. Maybe I really have just been wasting the last 3 to 4 years of my life with this. Maybe I should have spent more time with my children or my wife.
You can't do it anymore.
You're right. I mean, my son, so many times he was like, let's play baseball, Dad. And I said, no, I have to do this. And I should have devoted more time to him. And my wife, I haven't made love to my wife in 3 years because of this Brad Carter person.
Richard!
3 years! She has been begging me to spend more time with her. And I'm... I'm obsessed. I can't not. I mean, I've just been neglecting my family. And you're right. Your psychic powers have determined that there's a 99% probability.
We have 60 seconds remaining.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh,
good. They're going to end our call.
Okay.
Do you want my extension in case you need me?
Yes. Yes, please. I feel like we've made so much progress. This is a real breakthrough for me. And I just like to wrap this up by saying I'm going to take your advice very seriously. I'm going to spend more time with my son and with my wife and less time fantasizing about this person.
Tell your wife you will go with her to a counselor so that she will feel happy that you're ready for a change.
Absolutely. I think that's the right step. And I'm going to spend more time with my family and less time talking about strangers on the internet.
Stay off of that internet, Richard.
You're right. I will. Thank you so much. Can I call you back sometime? Just because I feel
anytime.
Thank you
anytime.
So much.
God bless you.
You too.
You're going to make it.
Thank you so much.
Your whole life is just starting.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Be well.
Oh my God! You fucking ruined.
That was awesome. You rule.
Oh,
Mr.
So
Spessa.
Awesome.
I hope Mr. Cardo was listening.
Oh, he listens. He's a subscriber to the podcast.
So, see, Richard, spend more time with your family and less time on the internet trying to solve crazy murders.
Even your children care. There's some children crying right now.
Yeah, you know, Richard, start making love to your wife again. You need to stop putting that off for years at a time.
Play baseball with your kids.
3 years? Jesus, I can't believe that.
It's fact now.
Pay your kids lunch bill. Oops. Anyway, let's play some more music. Let's play something like that's not been the music I've been playing for the past hour.
How about something about phones, motherfucker?
Okay. Phone music. Here's phone music by DJ Boo, aka Trevlin. You can still call into the show. We might do another psychic reading for one more person. But right now, I gotta go pee.
Listening to The Phone Show with RBCP on Party 93.4.
Our telephone operators are standing by to take your call.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
So everyone should give us a call because the show's not going to be going on much longer. There's still 21 people listening on the stream, and I'm sure thousands of others in New York over the FM 102.5 because that's a reality. Here's somebody calling in. I think I know her. Hi, Jen. Jen, are you going to play sound clips at us again? Jen doesn't know how to use Skype. She's worse at it than I am. But as long as she's on, I should point out that yesterday was the 4-year anniversary of her website, thisisarecording.com. So happy birthday, Jen. And I'm sorry I can't hear a word you're saying.
Same.
Stop being a prostitute.
I can only hear myself echoing back at me, which is your fault.
Clearly.
Jen, you're a jerk.
Oh, hi.
But love the website.
Yeah. Hi, Jen. We hear you now.
Yay. I fixed it.
Stop being so jealous about our three-way. Calling in to interrupt it.
Every time you do that, fuck with my thing.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing? How are you doing, Jen?
I'm alright. How are you?
Great. Spessa just spilled beer all over my pants, so it looks like I wet myself.
Stop soaking up his crotch.
Now she's giving me a onesie to wipe my crotch with. And that seems wrong, somehow. Oh, we heard you, Jen, there for a second, but now we can't hear you at all.
Oh, here I am.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You want to phone sex with Mr. Spessa?
I have a phone headache.
Oh, okay. No phone sex for you, Mr. Spessa.
I wanted to dress you up like JonBenet Ramsey, though.
That was a great call, by the way. That
really?
Cool. Oh, awesome.
Shucks, thanks.
He really likes compliments, so just keep going.
I'm an even bigger attention whore than Brad is.
Jen loves Richard Cardo like just as much as I do. She's one of his biggest fans.
He said I was funny, not like everyone else.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Different.
Yeah, like on YouTube, your comments rule. Everyone should go to youtube.com/Richard Cardo and read all of the comments by Jen, because they're awesome. Jen, do you want a psychic reading tonight?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, you have to sit here and talk to me for like a minute until they pick up, because they take forever.
Welcome to the live psychic line, brought to you by GCI. This service is intended for adults 18 and over for only $3.99 per minute with a 99 cent
connection. Are you over 18, Jen?
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Because I'd feel dirty about what we did the other night if you weren't.
If you would like to request a specific psychic, please enter his or her 4-digit ID number, followed by the pound sign, now. Otherwise, remain on the line,
sorry,
and you will be connected with a live psychic in just a moment.
Please stand by.
I hope you have questions prepared. No pressure or anything, but don't blow this. Hey, can you hear me still, Jen?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. You were quiet, so I wasn't sure.
Hello. Thanks for calling the network. This is Star. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. And who is this?
This is Jen.
Jen with a J?
No.
Yep.
What's going on, dear? Have we ever talked?
No, I don't believe we have.
How can I help you?
Well, I just have some questions. Can you tell me anything about my future?
When is your birthday?
You tell me, you're the psychic.
Oh, my goodness. That would be very hard to see.
How?
It's not like a parlor trick of guessing someone's birthday. It's connected to what's going on around you.
Like the planets?
Well, not necessarily, but that has some influence on it. But are you two? Who's with you, Jen?
Oh, that's Jen is
some random homeless guy followed me home.
Sweetheart, come on, don't try to be funny.
No way.
We're trying to get. I'm sorry. Jen is my wife.
Okay.
My name is Richard.
Okay. Are you Richard that I know?
No, uh-uh.
When's your birthday?
Oh, mine or my wife's?
Yours.
My birthday is January 22nd, 1980.
And how long have you two been together?
Oh, gosh, sweetheart, you're better with dates than I am.
I think it's been 5 days. 5 days.
5 days, that's it?
No, it's been more like a year and 5 days. She's got a real problem with sarcasm. Come on, be serious.
I almost spit beer out all over the console.
Wait a minute.
Be serious.
More than two people here? How many people are in this conversation?
Jen is a complete slut. My name is Brad. I'm the other guy in her life.
We've been together for 6 days.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't fit in this picture.
We met on the same street corner.
Are you guys internet friends?
No. Me and Jen have been married, and then this is the other man in her life. We have an open marriage, and they get along a little better. They're kind of smart asses. I apologize. Come on, you guys. You said this would be serious. Come on.
I think she's just stalling for time. She wants to get paid more money.
No, it's not about that. It's very hard to get a reading with three conflicting energies.
I'm going to try and be quiet from this point forward. It's just going to be all about Jen and Richard.
Jen is the one who really wants information?
Yeah, Jen is the one you really need to talk to for the most part, because she's the most screwed up of all, of us three.
Well, we're just trying to get her to take this seriously.
But I don't think she will. Jen, this doesn't sound like what works for you. Are you into these types of readings?
Yeah, sure. So what can you tell me about my future?
Something has to be changed that's connected to being very straight and sober and about getting an influence away from you that's pulling you off of purpose, pulling you, you know, in a direction that's not giving you success or happiness.
You mean, like, because Brad's like my pimp, so like that, maybe? You think that's what it is?
No, I don't think he is.
Sweetheart, I think she might be talking about my methamphetamine problem.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
Who was that?
Oh, that, I'm sorry, that's me, Richard. I'm addicted to methamphetamine, and that's pretty much it, alcohol and methamphetamine.
But something, look, there are conflicting images here. It's like somebody is not being who they really are, and it's
Jen.
It's putting some kind of an odd vibration in here that's making it impossible to see through.
Is it like a shattered mirror, or more like a foggy mirror?
It's just
like the washing machine.
It's an entity.
And spin cycle.
Are you in love with either one of these people, Jen?
Nah.
You told me just last night you were.
And what is there, who's having the financial challenge?
Oh, we are, because of his addiction. Thanks
all
a lot.
All three people are having a substance issue?
With me, it's just Pepsi. I'm really seriously a Pepsi addict. And I know that sounds silly, but I'm a Pepsi addict. Pepsi Slurpees.
That won't kill you.
And I'm aside from my alcohol and methamphetamine, I'm not addicted to anything else. Jen is straight edge.
Who is the internet freak? Who is the person who's on the you know, trying to find solutions on the net?
You mean like that movie with Sandra Bullock?
All right, who's trying to escape using the internet? Which one of you is it?
I think it's you, Jen. Let's let Jen talk, take over this conversation, because really she's the one that needs the psychic advice.
I want Jen to answer the question of what is missing from her life right now. Is it the committed relationship? That doesn't seem like it's around. What is causing this feeling like something is missing?
I don't know. That's what I called you for. Don't you know?
It's more than one thing. It's connected to money. It's connected to security. And it's connected to having someone that you love and trust. Are either one of these people who you really love and trust?
Nah, I just keep them around.
What? Jerk.
But that's not what they think. They think you
really know damn well.
You have some explaining to do.
Dorsey?
The good news in this picture is that not immediately, but the time frame is around the middle to the end of September. Something drastically changes for you, Jim, in a positive way. Are you in your chosen career?
No.
Are you ready to pursue it?
Wait. I mean, this whole prostitution thing, I just kind of fell into it, so. I mean, I don't really know where I'm supposed to go from here.
Are you making money in this world?
Yeah, hand over fist. Unfortunately, all goes to Mr. Meth Head over there.
Wow. I feel that, whatever this change is, it has money connected to it, too, but it's a different lifestyle.
Sweetheart, I enrolled you for community college in September.
That's great.
That's what she's talking about.
But you're on meth.
Who is Richard doing that? Who's going to college in September?
Jen?
Yeah. Oh,
She doesn't know it yet, but you uncovered my surprise.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Whoa. That's heavy. Now, Brad, she's just teasing me about what your profession is, correct?
As far as the pimp thing goes?
This is not for real, is it?
I'm sorry to say it is. We live in a kind of a rough area of Florida, and I mean, it's kind of a joke of us to call it like that I'm a pimp, but it's completely, that's pretty much the way it is. The dictionary term of pimp, is that's what I do with Jen.
He's getting made by his back end later for this.
Say right that again, cut out.
We didn't hear that, Jen?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's going to give me a backhand later for this. He's going to show me his pimp hand later.
Are all of you guys in the same city?
Yeah, we're in Florida.
Tampa, yo.
Some other...
Are your psychic frequency readings just going nuts like a crazy compass with magnets around it or something?
Yeah, something is weird. Something is just not... It is out of focus or out of proportion to what's really happening with you guys. There's some person that's not even with you that's having an influence on this.
No, I am cheating on them both.
Say that again, Chad.
I am cheating on them both.
She said she's cheating on us both. This is news to me. I don't even feel like talking anymore. I'm going to just leave this to Jen and Richard.
Well, we have an open marriage, but that
member joined.
Well, who is this Spanish person? Who is this Hispanic woman that's supposed to be around Richard?
Ooh. A challenger appears.
Is there somebody, Richard, who's flirting with you?
There is, but she's not supposed to know about that.
I know exactly who it is, too. I'm gonna cut that bitch on her face.
That wouldn't solve the problem.
No. There's.
Oh, make me feel better. I'm gonna cut that bitch on her face.
Jen, there's no one. It's just you and Brad.
And you three are promising to be exclusive to each other?
Well, we have an open marriage, but it's just one constant three-way.
You know what? Somewhere in this picture there is a lightheartedness that is, it looks like it's at Richard. Did Brad leave?
No.
I'm still here. I'm just stewing in anger.
Because?
Well, just the whole cheating thing. I mean, I know it's all open marriage and or open relationship, but I just don't know how to...
tell him. I didn't tell him.
Yeah, she's supposed to tell me. And that's what an open relationship is, you know, she tells me who she's with every night. But she's been cheating on me, apparently. You know, aside from her profession as a prostitute.
Yeah, I don't count. That's not love.
Yeah, that's work. That's like acting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No judgment. It doesn't look like
you guys
are judging her at all, which is okay.
It's almost the end of the show, Star. Do you have any good psychic advice for us before we let you go?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hit us with it.
Whatever it is that is bringing you the most happiness and quiet and
heroin,
feeling like you're on... you know, the wavelength where you're supposed to be, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If it's not bringing you happiness, there has to be a change.
Bank robbery brings me happiness. That means I should continue?
Say that again?
Robbing banks. That's what gives me the adrenaline rush that makes me happy.
Yeah,
and Richard, the heroine, makes him happy. So you're saying we should just kind of keep on the track that we're on.
But only if it's not condemning the lives of others, if it's not...
Oh, no, I don't use a loaded gun when I rob banks. It's just,
use a water pistol.
Yeah, it's for show. It's spray-painted water pistol.
And I'm actually addicted to methamphetamine, Brad, not heroin.
There's a big difference. I'm not a drug user. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Huge difference, though.
Sorry, whatever.
That's how much he cares about you, by the way.
What was that, Jen?
I said that's how much he cares about you, by the way.
Yeah, I can tell.
Addiction.
Fucking prick.
He does care about you, but everyone is on a slightly different wavelength.
Jen, does prostitution make you happy? Is that what you should continue at?
She doesn't want to do it forever. It's okay for now.
She's going to be too old to do it soon.
Some other opportunity will present itself.
Star, you're boring. But fuck you.
In September.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Oh, they're going to let us. They're going to make us hang up, Star. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jen. Your psychic reading is going to be cut short. Star?
Thank you for calling. Please call again.
Wow, Star just hung up on us before the 60 seconds was even up. Jen, are you still there? I think Jen hung up.
A bit.
Hold on, let me check. Jen, did you hang up? Jen hung up on us. Jen, that wasn't our 60 seconds that was expiring. That was just the psychic. You didn't have to hang up.
We could stay on for hours and hours over Skid Dog and
Rob. Squid Dog and Rob. Yeah, I guess our show is about over. Squid Dog and Rob is going to be up next in about 8 minutes.
Political ramblings of boringness.
Yep, political ramblings that are very interesting and apply to us all.
Okay, I'm done.
Man, Spessus is really awesome at spitting beer at me this hour.
Look, I'm going over here.
Brad, you spit beer on me.
That was meant for Spessus.
I'm the only one that hasn't spat beer at someone.
I'd like to do psychic readings for more people, but we only have 8 minutes left, and Squid Dog and Rob wouldn't appreciate that, so we're going to have to end it. I think I should probably point out that although I made references that we were cheating the phone company and this is some sort of fraud that we're doing with 900 calls.
I just got my inheritance.
Yeah, Spessa got a nice inheritance check, and we decided to blow it all on psychic calls, so...
Not all of it.
Well,
that's not true. Scott the Robot's actually paying for all of this. He was gracious enough to give us his credit card and mother's maiden name.
Yeah,
it's okay if they know I have money. I'm not spending it on them.
He's part of the puzzle here. But, yeah, we're not defrauding the phone company. Don't, please, Richard Cardo, when you listen to this, don't call Quest on us or Verizon or whoever we use. And, you know, yeah, this isn't fraud. And I also like to point out that all this echoing that you've been hearing through our phone calls.
I'm a big windbag, and I have a lot of things to say.
All right, I'm going to quit and play music now.
We love you, Richard Cardo.
Yeah, but seriously, all of the echoing, the feedback you've been hearing, not feedback, but, you know, we keep hearing ourselves talking, that's not us. That's the psychic
Shut
lines.
Up, Brad.
And at $3.99 a minute, you would think that they could afford real phone lines, but no, they're using Trixbox, according to Scott the Robot.
Who knows everything.
And he knows everything. He knows what's going on. He knows what their hold music is.
We should have asked him about Richard Cardo.
Scott the Robot, call in quick. Right now, call in. Where was I going with that?
I don't know where.
Something about how we're defrauding something.
We just totally fucked Quest.
Or Verizon.
Or Bell South. Yeah, you know, all that feedback, it's nuts, because there shouldn't be that, because they're charging... Okay, I'm going to go now.
Bye,
I'm
Richard.
I'm going to play something.
Bye, Richard Cardo.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Richard Cardo. Thanks for listening.
In his eyes, I'm full grown, 29 and still at home.
anyone going to call and talk to us for the last... Oh, holy crap. Look, it's a 646 number in New York. I don't think this is the Hudson Valley, but hi, how are you? Hi, 646, New York. You're calling us, and I'm talking to you. You should respond to me. You should say hello. Is this RBCP? Oh my god, I love you. I'm your biggest fan. They hung up. Okay, back to the music. Oh crap, I just reset the music. Don't want to talk to you, Mr. Austria. Your phone sounds like crap again. Hold on, we're answering this. Hi, San Antonio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
You've been trying to call a lot today. I'm sorry, what?
Hi, this is Jewelry.
Jewelry?
Jewelry.
You're like one of those stripper slash psychic names. Did you notice psychics all have stripper names, like Lady and Star and... Are you calling from San Antonio?
Yeah, I am.
What do you want?
Yeah, what the... What are you calling for? You can't get a psychic reading. It's too late.
That's okay. I've been listening to y'all's show for a while, and I just want to say hi. Oh. I like listening to y'all.
Say you like me the best.
No, me.
Well, yeah, you are pretty hot.
Thank you.
Okay, so Spessa wins this round. And your name is Jolie?
Jolie.
Jolie. I'm a friend of Flamute. He referred me here.
Oh, Flamute's friend. That's always a good sign.
Always.
Well,
yeah, I just want to say hi.
I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry I couldn't answer earlier and give you a psychic reading.
That's screw okay. Squid Dog. Screw that squid guy and the dog guy.
Robbie.
Just give her a psychic reading.
No, no, we can't do that. That's not allowed. It's
I fought for you.
He really wanted you to have one.
It's all RBCP that's the jerk here.
Okay.
But
you'll remember that, won't you?
She's so flippant about it. She doesn't care.
Thanks for loving us, and say hello to Flamute for us. I love Flamute. I think he's awesome, even though his phone calls are screwed up. Always.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
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 Love you. Music. Squid Dog and Rob are next. Don't log off. Holy crap, look at the numbers. Yeah, don't log off. Listen to Squid Dog and Rob. They're coming up live next to talk about politics and crazy stuff, and I'm just going on. In his eyes, I'm full grown, 29 and still. A disgrace. Live here free. Don't pay rent. Brought the car back with a dent. I'm asleep, counting sheep.